This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is it, boys.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Because there's a war on for your mind. June 1st, 2017. I'm starting to quote Slim Pickens from Dr. Strangelove. This is it, boys. Toe-to-toe nuclear war with the Ruskies. This is it, boys. Toe-to-toe battle with the globalists, an information war. And they are preparing the riots all over the news. They're preparing the race war. They're in full attack against the family, trying to wreck the youth before they achieve real consciousness. They are strutting around, roaring like a lion, seeing who they can devour. I have a true sense of satisfaction in that my common sense understanding that if we could just expose the fact that there's a global government and that it's corporate and that it's unelected and that it's tax exempt and that it has diplomatic immunity, that it's the new royalty, that that's so uncool and so out of control, and what it wants to do to us, make us poor and then reduce our population, that dog's not going to hunt if somebody stands up and calls it out. But they'd play this game of saying it didn't exist. Oh, there's no Bilderberg. Oh, there's no. I mean, Al Gore would testify 6-7 years ago that there was no carbon tax when he owns the big one in Chicago and the big one in London. It's actually called Blood and Gore, or Gore and Blood. Is it the partner's name, Blood? And it's made billions of dollars for that jerk-off. And I call him a jerk-off because, I mean, he's this big, goofy con man whose daddy was the right-hand man for Armand Hammer, who was the right-hand man for the Soviets and forced labor camps. I mean, these are bad people running around wanting carbon taxes. He owns Occidental Petroleum. Did you know that? And they're one of these families that's so rich that their wealth's not even known. It's like the Bushes. The Bushes made deals with the, with a lot of people, with Klaus Barbie, who's a low-level guy, but with Joseph Mengele, who was royal, and was the Angel of Death, and, of course, with Juncker, and all the usual scumbags that just think they're better than everybody and just strut around pulling their crap. An unelected EU threatening Trump, threatening us. And you know what? If we roll over to Juncker, we deserve what we get. And I look at the Germans. Smart, good people. Hell, a lot of my lineage is German. Prussian, Alsatian. But I look at the Germans and what they put up with and how they're so domesticated. But then I guess we didn't lose 21 million people in World War II. Germany was 70 million people. They lost 21 million. That'll get you to, that'll get you in line on that. Huh? And they sure follow their orders, too. They followed orders and 21 million got killed. And they're still following orders. I guess Bavaria is kind of like the Texas of Germany. So people, that's kind of the Wild Wild West. People don't follow rules much there. If I lived in Germany, I'd probably live in Bavaria. But, man, just the Germans are so smart. Nation by nation, one of the highest IQ per nations in the world. But they follow orders off the edge of a cliff. I mean, what is Germany doing paying the bill for the EU with some jerk Juncker who, like, his family hijacked Luxembourg, so he runs that. He runs the EU and never got. It's like, dude, get out of there, you unelected rat. It's over. It's gone. We're calling it out. So
There's the big satisfaction, is that I knew if you exposed globalism and the fact that it was unelected, it'd be game over. We're going to go to break. We're going to go to break right now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items, because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add auto ship, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off coil silver. You sign up for auto ship, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hollywood! Babylon! Hollywood! Is that Elvis? Get serious. Dermot Green, he doesn't usually do this. He's a great guy, one of our better editors and researchers. They're all excellent. But he put together this ultimate Maxine Waters cringe fest video/audio. It's up on InfoWars.com. If you're a radio listener, you want to see it. It is Mad Maxine, the Maxine Waters movie. Then we're going to come back and take your phone calls, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Your call's coming up after this, but here it is. A lot of time in the making. It's powerful. Mad Maxine.
Maxine, a grew up a black woman in a racist, sexist city. But despite the odds being against me, I made it. I have a right to my anger. I call it rebellion.
The disproportionate numbers of black males that are in prisons around this country are in prisons because they don't have the wealth by which to get fancy lawyers who will go in and ensure that they buy justice for them as white folks can do in America.
This is punishment. This is being very harsh on the most vulnerable people in our society, to include liquor stores and this group of stores that you would not like to have our the welfare recipients use.
Waters has been charged with ethics violations for asking regulators to help a bank in which her husband had a financial interest. She denies breaking any house rules.
What people have seen on television in recent days is outlandish behavior by the Tea Party operation in Washington, D.C., and I think that speaks volumes about what's causing problems in Washington.
What's exactly outlandish behavior? Specifically, what do you mean by
that? The shouting. The Republicans were out there having a great time. They were laughing. They were waving the American flag. They were egging them on. And I thought that was outrageous behavior.
Guess what this liberal will be all about? This liberal will be all about socializing, basically taking over. And the government running all of your companies.
Chapter 2, My Russian Narrative. I couldn't believe it. After all I'd done to pave the way for a woman president, that I still lived in a sexist nation that couldn't handle a woman president. But then it occurred to me, we didn't lose the election. The Russians stole it. And I'm telling everybody.
I believe that there was a connection between Donald Trump's campaign and the Russians and the Kremlin. Absolutely was in collusion with the Kremlin and Putin in Russia.
Our intelligence agencies have already confirmed that the Russians did hack into the DNC.
This is a bunch of scumbags. That's what they are.
Those are very strong words.
Organized around making money.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
You have an investigation going on where the president is implicated.
Just to be clear, there has been no actual evidence yet.
No, it has not been.
Okay.
No, it has not. Can't people see what's going on? Why do you think they hacked into our election? They hacked into the election because they have to make sure that Donald Trump got elected.
Like Venezuela, the wages of socialism are massive and always the same. Poverty, betrayal.
You know what? I built my career on appealing to the people that women of color can accomplish things too. But I'll be damned if a white man tries to virtue signal their way up the ladder. And as far as I'm concerned, the Tea Party can go straight to hell.
Younger and Soros activate the race forces. The heir of the Nazi fortune, now in control, turns loose the race politics that put them to power in the 30s in Germany.
Against you and your policies. We're going to struggle. We're going to do everything necessary.
I'm not afraid of anybody.
black woman.
See them? Look at them in their eyes. Look at them in their eyes. We're going to fight against them.
Go back to Europe.
Okay, go back to Europe.
Go back to Europe, racist. Look at them in the eyes. Right?
You can't be intimidated. You can't be frightened. As far as I'm concerned, the Tea Party can go straight to hell.
You're the one doing the bullying, lady. It's your party now with the Russians.
Why don't you quit worrying about the Tea Party and look at your own district and the hellhole that's been created there while you were the representative from that district, Maxine?
Maxine Waters is not only a traitor to our nation, but she's not right in the head. In fact, the only people who are crazier than Maxine Waters are the people who support her.
Chapter 4, my lies, my hypocrisies, my millennials.
At this stage of my life, I get a little confused sometimes, and it sounds like I'm batshit crazy. But there's a method to my madness, because this struggle, it ain't no joke. And my millennials, they stay woke.
Maxine Waters, a Democratic congresswoman calling for President Trump's impeachment, getting a standing ovation before presenting the award for best fight against the system.
You are very vocal in supporting an investigation that could lead to President Trump being impeached.
We've got to stop his ass. I think the millennials have adopted me because they really do believe I speak truth to power.
And I discovered one thing. Just tell the truth.
I have not called for impeachment.
The president is a liar. His actions are contemptible. And I'm going to fight every day until he's impeached.
I have not called for the impeachment yet.
I say it over and over again. Impeachment, impeachment, impeachment.
And I will fight every day until he is impeached.
And this woman lies.
Impeached 45.
This isn't edited. She says it back and forth.
Should we wait to call for impeachment until we have the answers to that question?
Well,
some of the questions?
I have not called for impeachment.
You said I'm going to fight every day until he's impeached. That's what you tweeted.
You know people don't like to hear the word impeachment, but we know you like saying it.
He lies every day. He's in bed with Putin and the Russians about oil. And everybody around him are allies with the Kremlin.
Yes,
and
we
with
want
the
oil.
Of Russians.
We want the Russian resources.
This is extraordinary. This woman is delusional. That's what we do, Maxine. We're capitalists.
You said it.
I go back to...
What grown man talks like that?
I go back to President Clinton.
I don't care about Clinton.
Well, of course
I care about this. Listen, I'm going to work every day until I get him impeached.
I really do believe that much of what you saw coming out of Trump's mouth was a play from Putin's playbook. I think that when you saw him absolutely... calling Hillary crooked.
Crooked Hillary.
Lock her up, all of that was developed. I think that was developed strategically with people from the Kremlin, with Putin.
You obviously have been very critical of James Comey in the past. You said that he had no credibility. I assume that you support the president's decision then to fire his FBI director.
No, I do not necessarily. The FBI director has no credibility.
But if you said that FBI director James Comey had no credibility, wouldn't you support the fact that the president, then candidate Trump, now President Trump made the decision to get rid of him?
No, not necessarily.
If Hillary Clinton had won the White House, would you have recommended that she fire FBI Director James Comey?
Well, let me tell you something. If she had won the White House, I believe that given what he did to her and what he tried to do, she should have fired him. Yes, the FBI director has no credibility. We want a diplomatic solution. We do not want war in North Korea. In Aleppo. And the fact that he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea.
North Korea, Korea at all.
Those goddamn North Koreans.
They are some sneaky bastards.
Stop it.
Just give us the gas. We spare your lives. That's all we want. It's too much pain.
Stay woke.
I'm a millennial. Stay woke.
We'll be back with your calls. The video's on InfoWars.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add auto ship, several of these are loss leaders. 65% off coil silver. You sign up for auto ship, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Tiffany Jenks. Remember that name.
Tiffany Jenks. Illuminati in the New World Order. Remember her. The Oregon police. Remember her. Murdered October 8th, 2013 at the age of 35. The story of Tiffany Jenks, a woman under mind control, was murdered.
Murdered. Who really killed Tiffany Jenks?
A story that won't go away. Read about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder. Spelled T-I-F-F-A-N-Y-J-E-N-K-S murder.com.
TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you're busy, but now here's a surprise.
You know, there's all these news articles out that I claim Megyn Kelly's coming to interview me next week, like I've arrived or something. I mean, I'm not bragging here, but I almost am not doing the interview. because I don't even want to put up with it or deal with mainstream media. I've been on Nightline. I've been on Fox. I've been on everything. I don't really get any response off these shows. And I turn down most of the interviews. I turn them down every day. But I know she has a big magazine show. And she's got a big show coming out on NBC. She just interviewed Putin. She told me that 2 weeks ago, but said, please don't tell anybody. Well, now you see the interview with Putin's airing this Sunday. And it's Putin, Alex Jones, and then Trump. And I'd be dumb if I didn't do some of these interviews. I know it's edited. I know they're going to attack me. I understand that. They told me they're not going to. I'm not stupid. But when she gets here, I'm going to play her the clip of where, because she goes, I don't remember that on Fox, where they play a clip where I'm saying Hillary killed all these kids in Syria, and then they played it and said I was talking about the pizza place. And I'm going to sit there with her. I'm going to say, look at this. See what you did right here? Here's the original clip. And it doesn't even matter. The point is that the media makes a joke and says, Jones blushed. He's in love with Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly didn't have enough meat on her bones, okay? I haven't been enamored with people in Hollywood for 18 years. I mean, Hollywood early on got me in films. I was out in Hollywood quite a bit, and I was never enamored with it, but I really don't like it now. And I've been at parties with, you name it, Brad Pitt, you name it. I mean, small parties, okay? I've been there. I like Clint Eastwood. I like Kurt Russell. I'm a big fan of those guys. Clint Eastwood's a living legend and a patriot. But it's because they're politics, I like them. And they're good in their movies, but I don't worship that. And the reason I raise this is I would have loved to interview somebody like Alexander Solzhenitsyn, a real patriot for humanity. That I get butterflies about. Or Trump, because he's such a trailblazer. That is my rock stars. Or a Billy Corgan, who's got great music. Got to play more of his bumper music. I love Smashing Pumpkins and his other stuff he does on his own. But I like Billy because he's so smart. We talk on the phone, you know, quite a bit and text each other. But it's not because he's a famous. It's because he's an interesting person. And I just think it's so important that we reject celebrity culture. It's so important that we just say no to whatever they're force-feeding us. Because whatever they're force-feeding us, the Ariana Grandes or the Taylor Swifts, it's just a load of crap. And what they add on to it is meant to snare our daughters particularly. I'm going to go to your calls. When we come back from break, John and Matt and John and Trent and Carlos, I'll go right to you. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, but I don't want to go to you here with a minute or two we have left and then not give you enough time. A long segment, 18-minute segment's coming up, so we're going to go to break, come back and talk to you. But briefly, some other news, too, I haven't gotten to. Maybe I shouldn't do the interview with Megyn Kelly. But then I realized when I saw these articles, they'll say I made it up. I have to. That's the level I've now gotten to where the media all said I had my kids taken away, and that didn't happen. And the media was there in the courtroom when it didn't happen. They all left and didn't report it. Do you have any idea how controlled the Austin American Statesman is? And I don't even care. Because I know they're a bunch of liars. But, I mean, wow. Wow. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. I sat there and I watched that ruling Tuesday. And I watched the media look like they'd all been punched in the stomach and they all left. And I knew there wouldn't be a word. They even had coordinated like a... what's the name of that show? Extra or Inside Edition or whatever. That was all coordinated weeks before to air that afternoon. Thinking it would get piggybacked in some ruling against me. I mean, they talk about concerted with the media. I mean, and then to watch about everything they thought was going to happen, not happen, it's just wild. And to have Hillary attacking me and saying, I'm why she lost the election. No, InfoWars is because you took action. It isn't about credit either, by the way. That's kind of creepy credit. That's kind of scary to have that mob boss, that pedophile protector. That's what she admittedly is that. That monster. That criminal. But anti-American globalist hating you, just seething, oh, his dark heart. Oh, I don't know how he's going to be so horrible. Alex Jones and InfoWars. Oh, I mean, I'm like, wow, that is a Medusa. Hates me. But I don't have any fear. Do what you're going to do, sweetie. You already tried a lot. So line up. But again, it's the spirit of liberty. I got to talk about the show that is we're under attack, and I got to set this record straight with people about where things really stand. But, that video you just saw or heard, the very powerful Mad Maxine, the Ultimate Maxine compilation, is up on InfoWars.com
on the mark.
And on Real Alex Jones on Twitter.
On
please spread mark. It. It's powerful.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's Alfie's results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are loss leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
For 22 years. What do they say? Christopher Walken? More cowbell. Who's the latest? Keep me right. To the show tonight, we're on American Band. We're an American band. I love it. The restoration of the Republic is here. John, Matt, John, Trent, Carlos, I'm going to you right now. Every time I put one of these out, the media does the same thing. They act like we're fake news. Because were so on target and so accurate. We make mistakes, but we'll tell you. Media sources that are seen as friendly to the White House, not a lot of folks, but top big talk radio gets this. And then we're good about getting it out within minutes of the White House releasing it or before it's even released. And then they'll sometimes have hundreds of articles. Jones claims he has an exclusive White House press release. Well, we do release these first, but we're not saying exclusive. Then they just lie and say that we said exclusive because they're so angry we're getting these. Like, they didn't get press passes. Oh, okay, they did. Well, it's ongoing. It's like Trump. Every level, he's with the Russians. Every level, he's selling us out. Every level, he's bad as the economy explodes. Paris Accord. And these are the talking points. I mean, the headline is the White House has put out its Paris Accord talking points. This is 25 minutes ahead of the president. Let's get Corsi on right now. I know you wanted to come on. I was about to go to calls. This is breaking, actually, because you're getting a first look right now. We need to get this up fast. A first look at President Trump's climate announcement, really carbon tax announcement. So White House releases talking points ahead of Trump's announcement on the Paris Accord. I mean, this is huge. And we just Googled this minutes ago. No one else has this or has gotten it out yet. The Paris Accord is a bad deal for Americans. You're going to hear the president say this. The Paris Accord is a bad deal for Americans. And the president's action today, this is going to be the press secretary, is keeping his campaign promise to put American workers first. The accord was negotiated poorly by the Obama administration and signed out of desperation. It front loads costs American people to the detriment of our economy. Yeah, we have to pay first. And job growth while extracting meaningless commitments from the world's top global emitters, China and India. Exactly. I told Monckton, this is the angle to go with, that everybody else is exempt but us in Europe. And he goes on to say, China is exempt. The U.S. is already leading the world in energy production. It doesn't need a bad deal that will harm American workers. Yes. Undermines U.S. competitiveness and jobs, according to a study by the NERA consulting meeting that Obama administration requirements in the Paris Accord would cost U.S. economy $3 trillion over the next several decades, more than that. By 2040, our economy would lose 6.5 million industrial sector jobs, including 3.1 million manufacturing sector jobs. It would effectively decapitate our coal industry, which now supplies about one-third of our electrical power. It was half. The deal was negotiated badly and expires and extracts meaningless commitments from the world's top polluters. The Obama negotiated accord imposes unrealistic targets on U.S. for reducing our carbon emissions while giving countries like China a free pass for years to come. Bing, bong, bing, bing, bong. Under the accord, just magic, world government blows up. Bing, bing, bong, 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 bing. Under the bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing. Got it, Alex. So we have under the accord, it's just a little magic thing, like I'm bewitched. He twinkled her nose, but just Trump goes bing, bing, bong, bong. Under the accord, and all the tyranny's gone. See, China will actually increase emissions in 2030, but we can't. We have to cut. The U.S. is already a clean energy and oil and gas leader. We'll reduce our emissions and continue to produce American energy without the Paris Accord. America has already reduced its carbon dioxide emissions. Well, the scientists say we should increase it, actually. It's a life-giving gas. Since 2006, CO2 emissions have declined by 12% and are expected to continue to decline. According to the Energy Information Administration, EIA, the U.S. is the leader in oil and gas production. This is all designed economic warfare to shut us down. That's admitted. The agreement funds a U.N. climate slush fund underwritten by American taxpayers. President Obama committed $3 billion to the Green Climate Fund, which is about 30% of the initial funding without authorization from Congress. With $20 trillion in debt, U.S. taxpayers should not be paying to subsidize other countries' energy needs. We should probably rename the name of our streams right now on Facebook, YouTube, and other platforms, because I know it was dealing with Trump, you know, prepares to pull out a world government, basically, and Bilderberg's now ensconced 20 miles from the president, openly trying to plot his overthrow. That's in their talking points. From not existing to now they admit they exist to admitting they want world government. So that's all happening. The deal also accomplishes little for the climate. According to researchers at MIT, if all member nations met their obligations, the impact on the climate would be negligible. The impact would be estimated to be likely to reduce global temperature by the rise of less than 0.2 degrees Celsius in 82 years from now, in 2100. Now, joining us just briefly, because I promise I'm going to John and Matt and John and Trent and Carlos here in just a moment, Dr. Corsi, our D.C. bureau head, again, got us first these talking points. These are all going out now as we speak. They're going up on InfoWars.com. If you want to see what the press secretary and the president are about to be saying here in the next hour. And you can also follow him on Twitter at Jerome Corsi, Jerome_Corsi. Follow me there at Real Alex Jones. It's more essential than ever you get his articles out because they're very scholarly. They're from insiders in the government. They're fighting for America. And so, of course, he's been breaking a lot of big bombshells here. We haven't heard exactly what the president's going to do officially, but having these talking points, I think we can announce, we know, he's going to announce he is pulling out of it, and that we're not going to be part of it. This is a big deal.
It's a very big deal, Alex. I just got that 1 hour before the president's announcement. What the White House is doing is it's preparing those of us who are in the media favorable to the president to know what in advance is going to happen. And these points are very clear. It's very clear that the president is saying that this is a bad deal and there's no compromise. We're out of it entirely. What the White House is expecting is that the loony left, as I say, is going to go insane. In fact, the talking points say to expect there's going to be a huge revolt or, you know, massive outpouring of emotion from the left as we pull out of this Paris Climate Accord, but it's done.
And this is amazing because we're getting the talking points first. I think you sent them to me like 30 minutes ago. Wish I would have read my stack of news they were handing me. So this is big. We are now breaking that he will officially pull out because they weren't sure.
It's true. We've got the talking points. They would never send these talking points.
And we don't want to have a baby with the EU and have a world government. I mean, it's smart to pull out of this.
Oh, I think it's brilliant. I'm thrilled. I mean, this has been a terrible agreement from the beginning. It was punishing to the United States. It left the other countries of the world that were going to benefit. We're going to be subject to carbon restrictions. We have to cut back on coal, petroleum. It was going to be constant. Being part of the EU.
It's so discriminatory.
Oh, it was highly one-sided. Obama negotiated another treaty here with the Paris Accord that was never passed by the Senate, never ratified by the Senate, but it was going to be detrimental to the U.S. economy. So Obama did something again that was going to punish the U.S. economy, and this Paris Peace Accord was that. And Trump realized it from the beginning. He let everybody argue, including Jared and Ivanka, both of whom were in favor of this, and Trump pulled out. And he's going to do it. Rose Garden is going to be in an hour. We're getting the talking points from the White House right now. You see them. You've shown them to the audience. That just came in to me with a White House address on it. I sent it in to you so you can verify it's got a White House address.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, you've got so many of these talking points ahead of the time even goes out to other folks in talk radio. But this is just now, again, breaking at InfoWars.com. Confirmed, they had left it nebulous, but they had implied he was going to pull out. It is now official. When Roger Stone first said 3 weeks ago, the word is he will be pulling out. People called it fake news. But now we have the talking points from the press office first at InfoWars.com. It'll be going out on news everywhere as well here in the next few minutes. But good job, Doc, getting that first.
Well, I just want to give you the scoop, Alex. As soon as we got the talking points,
we're going to give you the headline. I'm sorry, 45 minutes ago you were calling and I didn't get the message. You just start calling the bat phone whenever. It's nobody's fault in there. It's my fault. They were trying to hand me this stuff, but I was busy on other news. But this is a big deal. What do you make of Juncker, the literal royal Nazi heir, whose family hijacked Luxembourg? He runs that. He's the EU dictator, unelected. He's threatening the United States with trade war. He's threatening England. And Soros says the European Union is now an existential crisis surrounded by hostile powers and calls the U.S. and the U.K. hostile powers teamed up with Russia. All because we don't want carbon taxes and want to run our own countries? That just means Russia wants to be sovereign. That doesn't make us Russian agents that we all hate Soros.
Well, in fact, what Soros is afraid of is that this great dream he's had, which was, you know, within inches of being completed, had Hillary Clinton been elected, you know, the EU had been flying along. And now what you've got with the EU is a potential breakup scenario. You know, you've got other countries within the EU are radically looking at their positions and saying, we don't need this. And, you know, Europe is in grave threat of being overwhelmed by Islamic refugees. And we're seeing the results of terrorism. And it just compounds the problem. Bilderberg is not going to be able to solve this problem, and Soros is going to go down with it. The pulling out of the Paris Accord today is a major, major announcement, a major step in the Trump presidency, and it's one that the Hillary Clinton presidency would never have done.
Well, I'm about to retweet your tweet. We've got an article going up on Infowars.com with the press accord talkers. These are the talking points of the president. Again, ladies and gentlemen, he is going to completely pull out. This is going to only make the globalists come after him even more. A, B, does this not
Alex,
totally
we
prove
probably,
he's the real deal?
We shouldn't probably publish those talking points on the website. We should write an article around it, but I don't want to let the White House talking points get out any more than we've shown them.
Oh, I didn't know that. I wasn't clear, right. Because I was able to put the other ones out before.
It was okay. I mean, it's fine. It's just that I don't want to just put the memo up as such. I'd rather write an article about it and get it out once the announcement's made.
Okay, well, then pull it, because we're about to put it up. Guys, sorry, tell it, Don. It's my fault. Pull it right now. It was going on.
Yeah, because we don't want to. I mean, the White House sends these out. We want to stay on the preferred list. We want to stay.
No, I didn't understand. So you're a great guy. Please tell me the rules.
I know. I got excited to see it myself and sent it right into you immediately. It didn't really.
Okay, well, next time, tell me the proviso that I need to not show this stuff.
Yeah, talking points are some that when we get them, it's the real trying to prepare the media for a blitz, which we expect from the left. And so this gives us a way to, basically know what in fact is going
to
be.
This is the ammo to get ready to back the president. It's all totally true.
Precisely. And, I mean, all these points, I think, are points that we're going to have to go through and debate. You'll see.
Well, they're well established.
Yeah, and these points are going to be reflected in White House press releases. So within an hour, what we have is talking points. You're going to get memorialized in White House press releases. The White House is going to be putting out these messages. And they're trying to get in advance the various supporters who are going to be on the media to be out there.
Well, listen, great job. John Rappaport's coming on the next hour. We're going to play the president's speech, but if you want to pop in later, that's great. I'm going to let you go so you can write that article, Doc. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks, Alan.
And tell folks again how they follow you on Twitter.
Yes, it's Jerome. It's either Doc Corsi or underscore Corsi, but at Jerome Corsi, you'll find it.
And I want to tell all the listeners, a lot of you send us whistleblower stuff, intel. A lot of times I don't feel like I can read secret documents or things. Not that I can as a journalist. I just sometimes it takes me too long to authenticate, and I don't get to it. Corsi has worked in classified areas and worked in a lot of things. He's able to vet things. He's also worked as a fraud analyzer for the feds and has a degree in banking from Harvard. So you can always send him tips. And so give folks your email at InfoWars for whistleblowers and people.
Yeah, it's drc@infowars.com. drc@infowars.com.
Is that fully spelled out, doctor? Because I always just click on your email.
DOCTORC@infowars.com.
All right, so folks that want to get in contact with you or whistleblower, give you intel, they can do it right there. Thank you, Doc.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank
you. That's big breaking news. Sorry to the callers, I have them holding for 40 minutes or 38 minutes. I'm going to go to you right now. We're going to go to, let me see, we got callers in Alabama. We got callers in North Carolina. We got callers in Tejas. We got calls from Oregon, Montreal, Canada. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's talk to John in the great state of Alabama. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Hey, good. Thanks for calling.
Hi, thank you for having me on. Anyway, I was wondering, would you like to be talking about the refugee crisis? Because I heard you mentioning it a few minutes ago.
Yeah, and they've been totally ignoring Trump, and the State Department is in total rebellion. We have record numbers of refugees brought in so far, 47,000 in the last 3 months. So total mutiny in the government against Trump. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is crazy, and I mean, yeah, the refugees in Western Europe especially, you really have this surge of these, completely Muslim and unlaw-abiding people just destroying.
Well, let's explain. They're coming from hell holes. Failed states, Somalia, Sudan, Libya. These are hell holes where women literally are sold on slave blocks and are not even human, okay? And it's like importing Klingons or something. I mean, there are a lot of Muslim countries that are actually cultured. They're all being overrun and killed, and Obama and the liberals are supporting blowing up the good Muslims.
I agree. I know what you're talking, man. I mean, you got Libya. You know, Gaddafi's regime was a very secular regime, and you know, you have Clinton.
Gaddafi never did anything. They blow stuff up and blame him. I'm not saying he was an angel, but he lived in a tent. He gave away 99% of the wealth of the people. He was the real deal, and he believed Obama was his friend. Met with him a bunch, invested his money in the West, let the CIA in, said I want to be your friend, and they killed him and brought in radical Muslims to murder everybody. I mean, how dirty is that?
Yeah, you know. I know, and they called Libya the gateway of Africa because Libya was really a state that really kept these refugees.
Yeah, once the globalists, and I'm not defending apartheid, they replaced one evil with an ANC communist evil, but now South Africa's imploding. It was jacking up Southern Africa and Central Africa, and Gaddafi was jacking up all of North and Central Africa. He was literally funding everything, creating an economy, and it's gone. It's all gone.
Oh, yeah, I think Libya really has collapsed, and I don't think really it'll ever return.
Well, she came, she saw, he died. You know how that is. It's so much fun to be liberal like Hillary. So much fun to be Bill Clinton, too, on that right plane with all the good buddies over there. Thank you, John. We're going to break. I'm going to go right to Matt, right to John, right to Trent, right to Carlos, and I'll go into the next hour. But I'm going boom, boom, boom to your calls. And of course, then we're going to get into Trump's press conference and more. He's usually about 10 minutes late, so that's coming up in about 15 minutes. Infowars.com. Have you spread the link to the show yet? Because let me tell you, Hillary says we lost her the election by name. And you know what? We did. You did. But now the enemy's fighting back. And I'm here on the front lines. I'm going on to the end, whether we win, lose, or draw. But I need your prayers and support now more than ever. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We've got products that are the very best at amazing prices. And it makes it all possible. InfoWarsStore.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Thank you.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
This is the end.
This is the end.
My only friend. The end of our elaborate plans.
Elaborate plans. The end. Of everything that stands, the end.
No safety.
No safety, no surprise, the end.
I'll never
look into your eyes.
Again.
Bye-bye, Brzezinski. Bye-bye, mass murderer.
Can you picture?
Bye-bye, David Rockefeller, Nazi collaborator.
Yes,
the big equalizer.
Desperately in need
of some,
stranger's
hand.
In a desperate land.
World government and its main engine is about to be TNT'd. Donald Trump has loaded the explosives. He's about to strut out onto the green of the Rose Garden and detonate. Lost in a wilderness. Yeah. Not for long. As you see, turnabout is always fair play. There's always an equal and opposite reaction in the universe. And we are in the Trumpian age, aren't we? No, I will quote Julius Caesar, the play, again, by the great playwright, the greatest playwright ever, that there is a tide in the affairs of men when taken at the flood leads on to fortune, and our fortune's leader. Our fortune is freedom. Our fortune is expanding. Our fortune is honor. That's what we're looking for. There is a tide in the affairs of men when taken at the flood leads on to fortune. And fortune favors the bold, does it not? I could care less about money other than the fact that it's a weapon to build what I need and to stand against the enemy's attacks. Like a lighthouse out on a promontory or a peninsula with big waves slamming into the rocks. I need money to build those rocks, not sand. William Shakespeare. There is a tide in the affairs of men which taken at the flood leads on to fortune. Omitted, all the voyage of life is bound in the shallows and in the miseries. On such a full sea as we are now afloat, and we must take the current when it serves, or lose our ventures. Yes, most people live in the shallows. Most times in history, you're in the shallows, not times of change. You are now in the greatest flood of human change the world's ever seen, and it's only going to get more intense. So pray for us. Pray for yourself. Pray for justice. Pray for enlightenment. Pray for prosperity for all so we might be free. Not prosperity to have tokens of success or worship things mindlessly in consumerism, but have a house and a car and good health care and a life and a future so that we can transcend that and do greater things. They want to keep you frozen and scrabbling in debt so that you're always never able to reach for the stars. I'm going to go to break, and I promise I'm going to go to John in Texas, and then I'm going to go to Trenton and Carlos and everybody else. People say, oh, listen to these platitudes and all these big things, all these big words, but that's what it is. The mystery, the majesty of life, the consciousness, the universe, all of this, it's fantastical. And we're obsessed with Brad Pitt and how much skin cream he uses. I mean, Brad Pitt's incredibly boring. All of them. It's a joke. Who cares? None of it. NBA stars, NFL, crap. Arrogant narcissist idiots, most of them. But a woman and a child in her arms, or just life, just all of it's magic. It's all just gifts from God. Hour number four and Trump's big speech as he drives a dagger to the heart of the New World Order.
Visit
world government on its knees straight ahead. Hour number four. Tell your friends and family.